Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has filed a federal lawsuit against the city of Tampa because it adopted an ordinance which prohibits licensed professional counselors from providing and clients from receiving any kind of counsel to reduce or eliminate their unwanted same-sex attractions, behavior, or identity. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this ordinance is a city ordinance. It's not a statewide ordinance. It's the city of Tampa. The state legislature in Florida has repeatedly refused to pass such a law that bans this change counseling. But the city of Tampa decided to do it on their own. And this ordinance imposes significant monetary fines on counselors who provide such counsel, such as change. If a client comes in and says, I don't want to act on or I want to eliminate these same-sex sexual desires or behavior or identity, I don't want them. Can you help me? If the counselor provides any counsel to that effect, the counselor can be significantly fined. So this is the essence of the lawsuit, that it violates several constitutional provisions, not the least of which is the First Amendment.
Yeah, just another perfect example of radical politics, the LGBT agenda, tainting like a cancer the counseling industry, the therapy industry, and even more than that, free speech. What happened to the wishes of the client being first and foremost? It's purely political again, and it just shows you the strong arm of censorship imposed by the radical LGBT agenda.
Yeah, this ordinance violates the rights of clients, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, when a client comes into a counselor's private room and the door is shut, that client has the right to ask that counselor anything.
Sure.
That client has the right to say, I'm struggling with this or that. I want to overcome it. Can you help me reach my objective?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what it might be. It could be eating disorders. It could be anxiety. It could be paranoia. Or in this case, it could be, I'm having these unwanted same-sex attractions. I don't consider myself homosexual. I don't want to act on those, and then open that person's heart to the counselor about how this began, when it began, what their ultimate objective is. And the counselor has a right to listen and help that client reach that objective of reducing, eliminating, whatever it might be, in this case, unwanted same-sex attractions, behavior, or identity. But in this case, the city of Tampa says that the counselor can actually encourage or help someone reach their objective if they want to go through some quote-unquote sex change.
Right.
Or if they want to be affirmed in homosexual practices. But on the other hand, if they want to reduce or change those practices or behaviors or feelings, the counselor will be significantly fined.
You know, and as Matt said earlier, I mean, this is obviously motivated by the LGBT agenda because, you know, many adolescents are going through a lot of hormonal changes, a lot of confusion, and some of them have these, you know, attractions or desires, and most of them grow out of them. So for them to be able to come to a counselor and talk through this and realize there's nothing wrong with them, and that they can solve these problems is just beneficial. So it's really stopping their rights and encouraging them toward this whole LGBT agenda.
Yeah, Matt, you know, the American Psychological Association, certainly an organization that has been co-opted by the political agenda of the LGBT, but even that APA organization has produced reports that acknowledge that most adolescents or teens that experience these unwanted same-sex attractions, and there's other research as well that confirms this, they grow out of it.
Yeah.
It's a temporary thing.
This is quackery. This is politically motivated quackery. It's detached from the science. It's untethered from the science. When even the liberal APA is acknowledging this, you know, and it's notable here, Matt, that past studies, researchers with the CDC have discovered that homosexual men are, and this is a quote, at least 3 times more likely to report childhood sexual abuse. Another study by the Archives of Sexual Behavior found that nearly half of all gay identified men were as children molested by a homosexual predator. This is a quote. 46% of homosexual men and 22% of homosexual women reported having been molested by a person of the same gender. This contrasts to only 7% of heterosexual men and 1% of heterosexual women. So the nexus here, the connection between sexual abuse, the Sandusky type of adult homosexual predator abusing boys, which causes oftentimes, in nearly half the cases, these same-sex, unwanted same-sex attractions many times. Now they're saying, no, you can't even get to the root cause of your unwanted same-sex attractions. All you can do, counselor, is affirm them as gay or lesbian.
Yeah, there's a recent article that came out. An 18-year-old boy told his mother that he sexually molested 2 young boys. And then his mother turned him into the authorities. He was arrested. He's being held on $1 million of bail, and he has confessed to at least 50 other young boys that he has molested. Wow. Now, these young boys that this other now 18-year-old adult has sexually molested may well have these kinds of attractions that develop because it confuses them, it damages them, and oftentimes they want to act out and dominate or abuse someone in the same way that they were physically abused and dominated. So here you have a parent that comes in to the counselor. Their son confides in them. This is what happened to me. I don't consider myself homosexual. I want to overcome these thoughts and desires. Can we go to a counselor? And our clients, Robert Vaso and David Pickup, they're both licensed mental health counselors. They represent, in this case, minor clients and their parents that they are counseling at this moment.
Who are benefiting.
Yeah, right. They're benefiting them. The parents ultimately sought out and they found professionals who can help them. And now what the city of Tampa wants to do is say, you can't provide that. So here you got this boy who's having these unwanted same-sex sexual attractions and can't get the kind of help that he and his parents desperately desire, and which these licensed counselors are qualified to help deliver.
So who are these city council members to be able to say you can't have this, to overrule the rights of these minors and their parents?
Well, these city council members ultimately clearly just bowed down to the LGBT political agenda and bought the lie that this kind of council is harmful. No, what's harmful is when the government steps into that closed private session and tries to dictate to the counselor and to the client what ultimately can be discussed. And what they're saying, Matt, is that it's okay to tell that boy, well, you know, I understand that you've gotten sexually abused, you've got these unwanted desires, but what you need to do is change your moral compass, your religious
right.
beliefs, and just accept it.
Yeah, that's the bottom
line. That's okay for you to do that, but you can't do anything
else.
They don't
like the biblical model of human sexuality. They don't like that these clients are trying to align their Christian beliefs, their biblical beliefs, with their behavior and desires and temptations. And so they quash their ability to actually align those two things.
Yeah, well, you can certainly sympathize with these parents. This is an intrusion into the privacy of these council sessions, but also it's damaging because really what the city of Tampa wants to have happen is for these young boys and girls and their families to be continually wrapped up in the chains of bondage and despair. And there's so much here that is just heart-wrenching because when you
tragic.
Get involved in these families and you see what's going on and you see the benefit that council like this can provide and does provide, and they're saying you can't do it. Well, we have a federal lawsuit now. It is against the city of Tampa. There's a couple of other cities that just decided or are considering to do the very same thing. They can't get it passed in the state, so they're trying to target certain cities. Tampa is the first one of those. We're going after this particular city. This case has the potential to go up to the Supreme Court and cause a circuit split And we're going to continue to keep you involved in this case. Pray for the case and pray for Liberty Counsel. Stand with us as we continue to stand for families and freedom. Go to lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel, at this time of year, any contribution to Liberty Counsel between now and December 31 will be doubled by our matching challenge grant.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community. The website again, lc.org.